And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray and Rock Cod Rick Maxa.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa back in the studio of an epic Katmai Lodge experience here, and we have another epic experience to share with you. Rosie and Jeff from Sadro Sport Fishing are in the house here in the Mighty 1090 studios. You stay tuned. This is Southern California Sport Fishing Voice. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
For decades, the Kona Kai has been considered San Diego's premier marina resort and spa. Now with millions of dollars in upgrades, the Kona Kai Resort is a destination for travelers worldwide who can live it every day. The docks and services are the finest quality in San Diego, and the Kona Kai is the closest marina to the open ocean. As a marina tenant, you enjoy many benefits, including secured free parking, a deluxe health club, swimming pool, and more. Enjoy discounts at their restaurant, bar, and hotel. If you don't have a boat, there are memberships available at a very affordable price. The Kona Kai Club has been offering members a home away from home since 1953. Members can spend their days on Kona Kai's private beach, meet new people in the club's modern lounge, share a meal with family at Vessel Restaurant and Bar, or pamper themselves in Spa Terra. Check out ResortKonaKai.com on the web for more information, to reserve a slip, or inquire about joining the club. The Kona Resort, like being on vacation every day in your own backyard. You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Good to be back. Well, it's decent to be back in the studio.
I mean,
I love being here. I love doing the show, but that was a pretty hard place to have to return home from.
Pretty epic trip there, and something big happened. What happened up there?
Well, it was an awesome trip, best ever. I got to go up to Katmai with my girlfriend, Dallas, and I got to come home from Katmai with my fiancé, Dallas.
Yeah. Congratulations, Dallas. And, did you have fun? Dallas, get up on the mic.
Yeah,
come on, Dal.
Yeah.
My
so,
girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah, yeah. What was it like? Tell us about how he proposed to you on the banks of the Alagnac River.
It was. We went back to the same bank that we had caught all the sockeye at the first day.
Yeah.
And we had a dollar bet going for who could spot the most bears, which we saw well over 20 while we were there. 16 in one day, which was crazy.
16 in one day.
Yeah. Which was
These
just
are
insane.
All brown bears. Big Alaskan brown bears.
Yep, huge, huge. And one of them was fishing. We watched him go down and catch like 5 fish in the water and eat it, go back, get another one, eat it, go back, get another one. And I thought he just wanted to show me another bear to take another dollar because he came up on quite a bit of money that trip. And, just there sitting on that bank, started talking about how great the trip was, how much it was a once-in-a-lifetime for both of us, and how he wanted to spend more once-in-a-lifetimes for the rest of a lifetime, and got down on one knee, and I scared all the bears away, screaming. And then he opened the box, and I really started screaming,
wow.
And we said yes, and just were overwhelmed with the hails from the staff at Katmai. I mean, it was crazy. We came home to a wine bottle in our room and poster boards and balloons and a tissue wedding bell with happily ever after ribbons. And
wow.
Yeah.
How do they do that?
I don't know. I have no idea, considering how far away you are from everything. It really gave an overwhelming appreciation for the steps that they took to do it. So, yeah, it was great.
Dallas, I just want to know, how did that airplane get off the ground with that huge rock on
your
head?
Yeah.
I had to lighten my bag a little bit to make weight.
Not bring as much sockeye back, right? Well, congratulations to you, Rick, and Dallas.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well done, Rick.
And Dallas, you wrote a great story.
I did.
We're going to get in our newsletter and up on our website here real soon about the Katmai experience, which... You can't really describe it to give it justice, but you certainly try, right?
That's exactly what I said. You know, the experience can't be described in words, but I did my best, and I'll be sending it over to you today.
Yeah, you spent a lot of time in Alaska, and this was just something totally different, right?
Yeah, I spent about 6 years on the Kenai Peninsula, and I mean, I've never experienced something like that, like... We were 100 miles from Russia.
Yeah.
Like, we were just out in the middle of nowhere. And
it's everything, too. It's scenery. It's wildlife. It's the staff. It's the remoteness. It's the crazy fishing. I mean, like, you know, all cool trips have different levels of things that make them cool. And that Katmai experience, I think what was crazy is every one of those levels is like an off-the-chart thing.
Yeah. Yeah. It's an awesome experience. And we'll describe more of it here as we go along here on the show, because there's... I mean, you could take up a 4-hour show describing experiences at Katmai, just the fishing and the wildlife and the general experience in this place. For me, it's a bucket list trip that once you go, you have to go back.
That's the problem. That's exactly the problem. And that's how we went into this. Dallas and I went into this saying, like, this is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and it's not an easy time to get away. Things are crazy busy with the tackle store. It's, you know, it's summer. It's this, that, and the other. And, you know, we're going to do this once in our life. This is a big trip. And I knew that I was going to propose to Dallas on this trip because it was such a big deal. And
and
that's how I went into it. This is my bucket list trip. This is the thing I'm going to get to do one time a year. It is not going to be, having been there, there's no, the fire that's going to burn inside of you needing to get back. There's no way. There's just no way it can be a once-in-a-lifetime thing.
And you, being a saltwater guy, I mean, that's the thing. It's people don't, when I try to relate or you try to relate to people, it's like, you know, hey, forget that it's all freshwater.
Oh, my God, yes.
It's like if you're a hardcore saltwater angler, this is a place you got to go.
Fishing.
It's an incredible fishing experience.
40-pound kings on.
Yeah.
You know, and the other thing that I got to say.
And the river.
The other thing I got to say, too, is don't let yourself get hung up on it being a fly fishing or not fly fishing trip. If you're a person that has never fished a fly before, first off, you're going to go and have the best instructors you could imagine, and you're going to really enjoy catching on the fly rod like I did. But also, their conventional gear is. I mean, their gear there is the toppest of notch, not all G. Loomis rods, all high-end Shimano reels, and very great opportunities. You told me a story years ago that has resonated with me forever about catching giant kings on light tackle spinning gear, 8-foot Loomis rods and small plugs in the river. And you even said it before the show, make sure you go do that. Dude, that was some of the coolest fishing I've ever done in my life. Like, it is so, so cool, and you're doing it amongst the most... killer scenery you could imagine. It was, it was incredible.
Yeah.
Great trip.
Yeah.
Can't believe it. And we took, Dallas took an unreal amount of photos. She does a lot of photography, and we're putting together a really cool slideshow thing that we'll put on our YouTube channel, like just to get to see some of the scenery and the wildlife. And, yeah, off the charts, man.
Good. Well,
great
thanks,
trip.
Dallas, for all that. And congratulations to both of you. Yeah.
Thanks,
very
guys.
Good. We're excited.
We're very happy.
Excited for you, and we're excited to talk more about that trip. But we got to get the Rosie and Jeff here, Sadro Sport Fishing. What's up, Rosie?
Hey, guys.
Hey. Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thanks for being here. So you handed us a thing here, a little sheet of all the different goings-on at Sadro Sport Fishing.
I did.
You guys are busy.
We are incredibly busy, like incredibly busy. And it's like, you guys, the phone has been ringing off the hook, people asking for trips for not only this year, next year, and 2020.
No kidding.
No kidding. So
I believe it.
We're going to unveil our 2019 schedule here in the next couple of weeks after Jeff and I get back from the island. And I just have to put it out there, guys. Look at that schedule. Look at it fast, because trips are going fast. I'm dialing in the last of the charter masters to make sure that they got, you know, their weeks that they wanted. But, man, once that schedule goes up, watch out.
Yeah. So watch out. Basically, there's a lot of returning charters that will – you know, you always honor their dates of, like,
exactly.
charters that are set. But some of those will probably have open party spots that guys can snag.
Yeah, you know, I've got a couple charter masters that say, you know, I want a solid six spots, but if you want to open it up to six more people.
Sure.
And we like to do that groups of three, groups of six, because we do put three anglers on a ponga. So those groups of three, six, nine, 12 really work well for us. And
because it's a
12
max.
It's a 12 max. That's
yeah,
it. It's
that's
a 12 max. That's all we take.
Why do you only take 12?
Because that's all the beds we have.
Okay. Do you ever see Sadro Sport Fishing becoming a little bigger than that?
We most absolutely do.
Okay.
Absolutely.
It's one of those, stay tuned for the next part of the
story.
Exactly. All right.
Yeah.
All right. So the big question is, of course, on that factor, is how many will the plane hold?
And that's just it. But, you know, there are bigger planes.
Oh, okay.
I like the way you think.
Don't worry about that.
And the other thing
we can also do two planes.
Yeah.
We could also stagger the schedule.
Yes.
So the on-off days to the island could be different.
Sure.
Depending on. So we can still use the same plane, but we just don't have 20-something people showing up on the same day.
Sure. Yeah, for sure. So what separates Sadro Sport Fishing from other operations?
Everything.
Yeah, okay.
The list is long.
Let's go
back. I'll second that.
You know what? There's so many things. You know, we are truly that all-inclusive lodge.
Yeah.
You know, when we say all-inclusive, we mean that. You know what? Your fishing license is included. I get that for you. I make it out. I'm not sending you off to some website or you having to take care of it. Your visa is included. I make sure it's done right, because when you're going across that border, I mean, the I's have got to be dotted and the T's have got to be crossed. And if they're not crossed, guess what? You get spit out of line and you got to go back and you have to redo it. So if anyone who knows me, I am OCPD. Everything has got to be absolutely perfect. My paperwork is always in order.
Yeah, shaking, yeah.
And what's really great is, you know, down at the CBX, everyone down there has learned that Rosie's paperwork is in order. They don't even need to see it anymore.
Wait a minute. CBX at Otay Mesa in Tijuana, right? You walk into the Tijuana airport. No, what about that long van ride down to Ensenada and then sitting and waiting?
No mo.
Yeah.
No?
No more long van ride. So it's gone.
No more
it
sitting
gone.
For 4 hours and waiting for the plane?
Exactly. Well, right.
And then
getting
interrogated about what you're bringing?
Exactly.
All that stuff.
Forget that part. How about the reverse order of that? How about how about no more borderline on the way home?
Oh my God.
It never seems
you don't know whether it's going to be 2 hours or 4 hours.
Exactly.
That's right. Yeah. Or I sat in it for 7 hours once.
7 hours.
Yeah,
7 hours once.
And the air conditioning went out in the van.
Oh!
So
imagine that, trying to get across the border at 100-degree heat outside. So
why are you able to pull that off and other places are not?
Well, because it's us. You know what? I'll tell you why. It's because we don't stop at no. You know, no isn't no to me. No is, okay, that doesn't work. Let's try a different way. And that's with everything. I mean, between Big Al, Patrick, and Adrian, you know, it's like, okay, this is our goal, and we're not going to stop until we get what we want. So, you know, we approached ASG Airlines and said, you know, you're flying us now from Ensenada. Just come 15 more minutes north and take us out of Tijuana and we get that direct flight.
And it's your own charter.
It is our own charter. It's only our guests.
You control it. You control the time. You control the people.
Yes, and you, you know, one thing that you just brought up is that you control the time. Not only do we control the time, but we now can control the day. Because if you remember when you were going out of Ensenada, you could only fly on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. So you had either a four-day, a five-day, or a six-day that you had to finagle into Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Well, guess what? It's our own chartered aircraft now. We dictate and say when it comes and when it goes.
That's so huge.
And more people, you know, we had these four-day trips that people were like, well, if I'm going down there, I want to go down for more than 4 days. I want to do a five-day or a six-day. So, you know, I would say about, you know, 65, 70% of our trips are now five-day trips, and the rest are six-day trips with one or two 4 days mixed in as the executive special,
yeah,
Friday through Monday. But you know what? It's like we leave on Tuesdays. We come back on Saturdays or Sundays. You know, we can do whatever we want because it is our privately chartered aircraft.
That's huge.
Wow.
That's so
yeah.
huge.
That's a big deal.
And
yeah.
you know what? It is a huge deal. And, you know, for the anglers that have been going down for 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 years, when they come back across the border, and I'm there coming and a-going. I'm there coming and a-going. So when you come back across the border, the looks I get when they come through the CBX and they're like, okay, that was epic.
Yeah.
You know,
no
it's like,
well, Tommy P called last week about
yeah.
our Let's Talk Hookup trip and was talking about how you took care of everything, like you said. You really did it, and
yes.
that's what he said. And just the experience, because he's experienced it before with driving to Ensenada, sitting and waiting. Oh, let's go have a great breakfast. Forget the breakfast. I want to go fishing.
I want to go fishing.
Yeah.
You know, and we fish the first day now.
Wow.
We fish the first day. So that was another thing that anglers had been telling us. Look, you know, we're on a fishing trip. We want
to
fish.
We came here
so
to
it's like we get down there the first day. And you know, there's lots of different factors on that first half day of fishing. You know, there's times that we get down there at 12:30 and we have you fishing by 1:15, 1:30. Harbor closes at 6. You know, you get a solid 4 or 5 hours of fishing. Now, this last week, quite honestly, we had a little weather delay.
Mother Nature.
As all Mexico had was a weather delay. Actually, all over the United States there were weather
sure.
delays. And so, you know, we
get a lot of fog and stuff.
We had some of those random thunder showers.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Those, and so that kind of delayed us a little bit. But, you know, we are very blessed that we are kind of in good with the mayor of Cedros, Huichu. And he arranged with the harbor master to keep the harbor open later, and our anglers still got hours of fishing time in on the first
on
day.
The arrival day.
On the arrival day.
Yeah. Now, is that included in the package?
You know what? That is. Now, we only have a couple things that are not included in our all-inclusive package. So, obviously, gratuity and alcohol, and then the option of first-day fishing. You know, we were going
option.
The option of first
it
day
includes
fishing.
Includes whatever your package says. Like our package in August when
yeah.
you're going, 4 nights, 3 days of fishing.
Correct.
Included.
And, you know, I was surprised as much as there are, you know, 90% of the anglers want to fish the first day, there are 10% that don't.
They don't want to be in a rush,
put
exactly.
their gear together,
yes.
have their time to spread all
yes.
their tackle out, put rods on reels, have a couple cervezas.
And that's exactly
you know, stock
it.
Stock up in the
yeah.
store.
Get acclimated.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So, you know, we decided, okay, well, you know, we were going to put that into the package, and then we thought, well, then these 10% that I'm constantly giving a refund to because they don't want to fish the first day, we decided, okay, you know what, we'll make that an option.
I like
They can tell me, like Dallas and Rick, you guys just received your email from me for the trip. And you'll see in there, I go over, it's a very lengthy email. Sorry about that, but you know me. I put all the info out there, and you have that option. They get back with me and say, yes, I will be fishing the first day.
Wow.
So so that's it. It's those three items that are not included, your alcohol, the gratuity, and the first day fishing.
Nice.
But other than that, we totally take care of you.
Awesome. Well, as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for today. Lots to talk about today.
You're not kidding, man. What a great opportunity. And not only scratching the surface with the fantastic opportunity of going down to Cedros, but there is so much great fishing going on. I can't wait to hear all the stories. Hear the stories of Pete's Big Fish this week. All kinds of great stuff coming up. You stay tuned. If you want to be a part of Let's Talk Hookup this morning, there's two ways you can join us. First is our local line. That one's 858 area code 457-1090. Again, 858-457-1090 for our local number. or reach us toll-free. That toll-free line is 877-792-1090. One more time, 877-792-1090. Not only are we taking your phone calls, talking Cedros, talking fishing, talking long range, we are also giving away such a killer prize. One lucky caller at the end of the show today is going to win a brand new Anza fillet knife. This is a handmade in San Diego County by the craftsman at Anza Knife. This is a very high-end fillet knife, one of those things that you'll have your whole life.
Yep.
Anza knives are just unbelievable, and it's handmade right here in San Diego. A great prize. Again, if you want to get through, 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls. Lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's sport fishing voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Pete here to tell you about our friends Jim and Mary and their incredible crew at Poway Valley Collision. I hear it all the time. Hey, I took my car to Poway Valley Collision, and you were right. Mentioned you guys, and they gave us the VIP treatment, fixed our car, and even gave us a special price. Believe me when I say, Poway Valley Collision is worth the drive from anywhere in the Southland. We know you may not need them now, but when accidents happen, it pays to go to Poway Valley Collision. And I'm not fooling. Our listeners can save hundreds of dollars on your car or truck repair. They work with most insurance companies, including Auto Club, MetLife, and Wawanisa, and more. All you do is call Jim, Mary, or any of their team members, and they do all the rest. No hassles, just top-notch work and VIP treatment. I had my car repaired at Poway Valley Collision, and the job was perfect. So get your vehicle fixed right at Poway Valley Collision, 14211 Garden Road in Poway. Check PowayValleyCollision.com.
It's big, it's comfortable, and she is beautiful. The state-of-the-art long-range sport fishing vessel, the Independence. Veteran captains Mark Paisano and Paul Strasser built this incredible 112-foot vessel with the most modern technology and luxurious comfort available. Captain Jeff Dubois has helped make the Independence a top-notch operation. Call Independence Sport Fishing at 619-226-6006 or check the availability on spring, summer, and fall trips now at IndependenceSportFishing.com.
It's time to get excited about fishing, and Point Loma Sport Fishing has everything you'll need. They offer half-day and three-quarter-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit their website at pointlomasportfishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627.
Hey, it's time for the 30-second Power Pro Seminar. Here's the hot tip for those of us that like to fish with small reels for big fish. Fill your spools with Power Pro Max Quattro. It's 25% thinner than standard Power Pro. That means you're going to get more line on that small reel. Plus, you can fly line your bait more effectively. Here's another tip about Power Pro Max Quattro. Your casting distance will increase in addition to increasing your spool capacity. So downsize your tackle and use Power Pro Max Quattro. Check PowerPro.com for more information.
XEPR is 1090 AM, Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Phone lines are packing up again. What an opportunity to get through. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090.
All right. Hey, you want to get through? There's your chance, because you better hurry now, because Rosie just sweetened the pot. Not only are we giving away a custom Anza fillet knife, $100 fillet knife for you that'll be the best knife you've ever filleted a fish with.
No doubt.
What are you giving away now, Rosie?
Well, you know us. With our motto is go big or go home, so we always go big.
That's Big Al.
That is Big Al.
Yeah.
That's right.
Big Al, go, Big Al.
Hey, his motto is go big, just don't stay as long.
Yeah.
There you go. So, to one of our lucky callers this morning, you are going to get half off any trip to save.
Get out of here.
Half
off. Any available trip.
Any available trip. That, but since there's not too much available in 2018, that's going to just go ahead and go on over to 2019.
So either this year or next year.
Yes, absolutely.
50% off. That's over $1,000 value.
That is $1,125 to $1,250.
Oh, okay, that's so it could be a five-day trip?
Of course it can
be. Or six.
Or a six-day trip.
Whoa.
You know what?
Cool.
Hey, you know what? Go big or go home.
Yeah, I dig it.
Yeah. I've fished down there with Big Al and Patrick, and he
yes,
has to go big or go home.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
He goes big, then goes home.
Yeah. Always goes big, right?
Exactly.
Indeed. So
that's cool, you guys.
Some of the other things. Now, you just had a couple of so Lalo and Javier, which own the boat fleet down there, just got some new boats.
They did. They each got some new skiffs, so a 32-footer and a 33-footer.
Whoa.
And the max. That's the max.
That is the max. 33-foot's the max down there. And that's exactly right. So with that whole new biosphere closure from the other guys.
Yeah, the other guys.
You know, now the max boat that can fish down there is 33 feet. So they pushed the limit and went right.
That's a serious rig.
That is. And, you know, we have the Pongas, which, you know, the Pongas are epic. 27.
Oh,
and we have
great.
And we have
they're
a new,
not small Pongas.
No,
big,
they're
big,
super Pongas. Yeah. And not only that,
they're super,
but
super
they are super, super. We have a super, super, super one now that is 30 feet long, too, that
Whoa.
Javier and Lalo just got that they're putting everything on right now. So that's kind of cool. You know, we have a couple of people that when they go out fishing, they do like those Bimini shades. Mm-hmm. So both of these boats do have that. So people that are sun sensitive now, you know, I try to ask those questions and get you all dialed in, and they have the boats that have the bending top.
Yeah. So how do you get the boats? I mean, how do you know what boat you're going to fish? You just assign the boats?
Yeah, I assign the boats. You know, we have so many repeat customers that they are like, okay, you know what? I like fishing with Captain Martin. Can I have Captain Martin? If no one else has requested him, well, then they get him.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I like Lalo. I want to fish with Lalo. Or, you know, old man Chevo. Chevo, the old man of the sea. I mean, he's just an amazing, amazing angler also. So everyone kind of has their favorites. And, you know, when they call in and they're making their reservations, and if they ask if someone is available, then, of course, we will take care of that.
The other thing to know, too, is Cedro Sport Fishing, it is the premier operation down there. And, I mean, you have the premier guides. I mean, that's how it works. You know, I mean, the kind of more top-end, you guys kind of get your pick of the cream of the crop, and the high-end people always work for this operation. I mean, it is the first-rate captains that you have in the fleet as
and,
well.
You know, these guys, they know their waters. They know their waters. If you get up there and you say, hey, I want to go calico bass fishing, I mean, I got a report from the island yesterday from Luke Burson that a couple of the guys went over to Chester's Rock and, you know, well over 300 calico bass.
Jeez.
Crazy. That is crazy.
300 calico bass. Wow. So these guys know where to fish.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you're targeting
the
a
weather's
certain
right,
species, that's right.
They're going to go.
Yeah, I mean.
We went there when I was there with Big Al and Patrick. We went to Bonitas.
There you go. And you still have that option to go to Bonitas.
Yeah.
You
pay a little extra for the fuel.
They'll do a fuel surcharge because it is quite a distance out there.
But if the weather's right.
Hey, Jurassic Park of calico bass and sheephead out there.
Yeah. No doubt about it. Yeah.
So,
Well, you want to get through. You have a chance to not only win an Anza fillet knife, you'll have a chance for a half-off trip in 2018 or 2019 on available trips to Cedro Sport Fishing. That's a tremendous value. And thanks to Rosie and Alan Patrick for that very and Adrian.
Adrian.
Yes.
Adrian actually founded it. And Rick and I actually went to Cedro Sport Fishing then called Cedro's Adventures, when Tom Green and Adrian founded it.
Yeah,
and we stayed in like a hotel.
The test trip.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. We went in April, which is not the best weather time, but it was a phenomenal experience.
My God.
Got to eat fresh abalone.
I'll never forget that.
Yeah, it was really, really cool.
It was hey, we're thinking about doing this, and, you know, you guys have been to a bunch of cool places. Come down here and, you know, and make sure that we're not crazy, that, you know, this is as cool as we think it was. And we got off the plane, and I just remember, like, yes, this is definitely something we need to do. Like, this is a cool experience.
And that's how it all started. I'm trying to think. It all runs together at this point in life. But is that, like, 15 years ago?
That was, like, 12 years ago.
15 years ago.
Yeah.
Because I remember on the property, there was only, like, that little kitchen and one little house and a garage. And now that garage is a three-bedroom, you know.
Yeah.
It's just
the resort. And that's something we haven't talked about yet, is the resort. It's a resort.
It really is.
And it is, you know, our trip is such a different trip than a long range. It's like your Katmai experience. It's a destination trip where, you know, you fly in, you know, you fish, but when you're done fishing, you have this beautiful experience at the lodge. It forces you to relax. it forces you to relax. I mean, everything is done for you. You know, housekeeping, your meals.
They even do your laundry.
They do your laundry. I mean, come on. You know, if you're Rock Cod Rick Maxa, you know, you make sure your laundry's all done before you go home so that you can just put everything away.
Easy,
you know, but it is. It's just this great fishing destination where you're not, you know, chasing your wine or beer around the table. You're in a shower that's not moving on the water. It's just a totally different type of fishing experience.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Well, there's a lot of people that want to talk to you, Rosie. The only line available right now is that 877 line, 877-792-1090.
All right, let's jump right into the phone. Started off this morning with Jim, who's calling us from National City. Good morning, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Morning, guys. Rosie and Jeff, yeah, you have two of the best right there, I'll tell you. I've known Rosie for a while, but, you know, I don't want to go on and on, but they're just, the thing that makes them so outstanding, they are ambassadors for us, the fishing industry, the fishing society, on both sides of the border, the things that they do that just are on the plus side for us fishing people, with the CCA, well, just the whole package. I mean, they're just awesome. That's one of my things. I could go on and on about how wonderful they are. But the other thing I want to ask Rosie and her husband, Jeff,
right,
son of a gun, is how their daughter is doing. I know that she's a real big soccer player.
Is
she still in college playing soccer?
Yeah, Carly is doing absolutely epic. So she is going to school in Pennsylvania at Arcadia University. Their team did extremely well last year, winning their championship in their division, and did very well in the NCAAs and got knocked out, you know, mid-range there. But they did really, really well.
So, wow.
Thank you for asking about my girl.
All right, Jim. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Indeed, that does free up 858-457-1090. Now, Jim's eligible to win that Anza fillet knife as well as that half off to any 2018-2019 trip. Like we said, up to like a $1,600 value.
Yeah, absolutely.
So basically the way that's going to work is you pick a trip.
Yeah.
Like you pick like a 3-day fishing, 4-night lodging trip, which is 22.
That's a 4-day trip right now is $2,050. A 5-day trip is $2,250.
That includes everything. So basically, you're going to pay half price.
Half of that price.
So cool.
Wow.
You know, we
one person.
For one person. Yeah. You know, we gave this trip away last time we were on, and Don Salveson was the winner of that, and he took advantage of it and went down in June and had a really great trip.
Yeah.
There you go.
All cool. Right, let's jump back into those jam-packed phones, Rick.
You got it, buddy. How about Dave calling us from Ramona this morning? Good morning, Dave. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Good morning. Hi, Rosie and Jeff. How are you?
Hi, Dave.
Fantastic. Thanks.
Good. Been a while since I've seen you, Rosie. Hey, I wanted to see if you guys could talk about a typical day. Breakfast, lunch, what time you take off, dinner, what time you come back, and all
absolutely,
of that.
Absolutely, absolutely. Actually, I'm going to start your typical day with the night before. The night before your typical day, you, at the dining room table, our host, Richard, is going to basically ask you what you want for lunch the next day, because your lunches are all made to your order, packed up, and put on your pongas with however many waters, Gatorades, beers that you want. And then the next morning, usually, you know, down in the kitchen between probably 5:15-ish around there, breakfast will be made for you, and we try to get you down to the harbor by 6. The harbor is open from 6 to 6, and you have the opportunity to fish from 6 to 6. So, you know, breakfast is made. What's really nice is that our crew that goes down to the dock in the morning, they load up all of your gear. You don't load up your gear. Our crew loads up your gear. They get it down to the harbor and onto your ponga way before you ever get down there. We try to minimize the time that you have to wait for anything. So,
and they have that gear so well organized.
They do. Perfect. They really have it so well organized. They around a little bit before 6 o'clock, they'll get you in the van, get you on down to the harbor, and as your ponga comes up with your gear in it, they basically get you on it, and you are out of there within 5 minutes. You tell your captain what your goal is for the day, what you're targeting as far as fishing, and away you go. Like I said, your lunch is on the ponga with you. All your drinks are on the ponga with you. You fish all day to your heart's content. If you want to come in at 3 or 4, great. If you're like Luke and Andy that are down on the island light right now, it is 5:59 in the evening, and they're making one last swoop in front of the harbor, try to get a big yellowtail before they come in at 6 o'clock. Once you come in, you're going to have a nice appetizer from our cook, Letty. She's a great cook.
Oh, yeah.
And so you'll have your appetizer. You'll be able to hang out up on one of the decks or at the casita or one of the nice little just areas, sitting areas that we have there. You know, take your shower if you want, have a cocktail, have your appetizer. Dinner runs around 6 o'clock, and then you can sit up by the fireplace and tell fish stories with all your friends. And most people retire a little bit early. It's usually like around 9 o'clock that people are back.
Because you're up early.
Because you're up early.
You're fishing your butt off.
Exactly.
Indeed. Hey, that's the day. Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into it. Talk to Dan calling from San Diego this morning. Hi, Dan. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, all.
What's up, Dan?
Hey, I just want to give props to not only Rosie and Jeff for all they do for the fishermen, the donations that they give, like their generosity for this upcoming winter for today. I was at the captain's dinner. I'm the guy that gave Rosie the spool of line that I was fortunate enough to win for the young Marine and his son that had all their stuff stolen. But not only to Rosie and Jeff, but to Ricky and to Pete. You guys are awesome.
Oh, well, thanks so much.
Yeah, we should describe that. The captain's meeting for the Morales Kids at Sea program, Friends of Rollo. There was a Marine there, and
with his son,
and
they had all their gear stolen at the landing.
I wasn't stolen at the landing.
It was on their front porch. They headed out the night before because they were going to get up early to go out the next morning, and they got up, and there was nothing there.
Oh, boy. Yeah, and so what happened?
Well, you know, Norm and Sue had given us a spot at their table. We kind of switched tables back and forth. We do stuff for them at the CCA, and they had a spot at the table. And so he told me that he was going to sit me across from Joe and Riley, and he had told us the story, this Marine and then his kid, and that they lost all of their stuff was all stolen. And I told this to Harold Davis. I said, can you believe it? I mean, how sad is this? And Harold looks at me, goes, Rosie, come here. And so we go over to where the auction stuff is, and there's this rod that has the Marine logo on it. And I just
that was custom made.
It was custom made. Yeah. It was a custom
donated
made.
The,
yes.
It wasn't your typical glue-on sticker.
No.
This guy,
it was custom,
amazing, amazing craftsman, wove
Pat did a great job at it.
It was spectacular.
So then I happened to show it.
That
to
was
Norm.
Pat, who's done a tremendous amount for
exactly.
Captain Rollo, and
yeah.
he custom made it. Yeah.
Yes. So I showed it to Norm, and Norm looks at me, and goes, "I'm going to bid on that, and I'm going to get it." And I said, wow, okay, well, that was really cool. So sure enough, the bidding started, and the bidding went up, and Norm made sure that
hand never went down.
Yeah, he won that. He won that rod, and then he looked over at me, and he handed it to me and said, it's for them.
That's cool.
So wow. I got up, and I had already called Big Al to see if I could, you know, work on a trip for these guys. And I said, you know, hey, you know, Joe and Riley, come on up. You know, we have a little something for you. And basically, to make a long story short, it's like, hey, not only do you get this really great rod, but there's a fishing trip attached to it.
And you sent in them the Cedros.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, the Cedros sport.
Yes.
That's
and then,
cool
you know,
sport.
What's really nice is that there were so many other people there that night that just felt the need to contribute. So, you know, Dan got the Spectra, and we put it on a reel. And then Dennis Yamamoto, he got an accurate reel that we put, you know, that on, and we got line put on it for them. And people came up with tackle and gear for these guys. And so they were very overwhelmed and blessed, and it was just a great, great evening.
Pretty cool. Hey, and thank you for the donation there, too. Appreciate
nice
it.
Job, Dan.
And supporting friends
of
Rollo and Rollo Kids, too.
All right. Hey, we're going to jump back into the phones. Ed and Mira Mesa, you're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. What's up, Ed?
Hey, good morning, guys. Congratulations, Rick.
Thanks, Ed.
We're
excited.
Good job, huh? Anyway, okay, I've got a question that I'm going to put on some braid on a spinning reel. And the thing is, you know, I don't know what, you know, if there is a special braid for a spinning reel or if the I guess they have like a 4-strand and an 8-strand on it. What would you recommend on that?
So that new Power Pro version 2 Super 8 Slick, they introduced it at ICAST last week.
Fill me in, dude, because I love Super 8 Slick.
I mean,
I've never
Super 8
seen
Slick
it.
Is the most awesome stuff
yeah,
for
I've never even
reel.
Seen it.
This is, like, even better. I don't know when it's going to be available okay. to the public. I think pretty soon, like September is what I heard. But that's, I mean, like, just regular Super 8 Slick's great,
yeah,
but this
best.
Version 2 is going to be amazing.
Really? Okay, yeah. Cool. I'm excited. The one thing about Braid, Ed, is... It's all good, you know. I mean, braid doesn't retain memory the same way that monofilament does. So if you're drag slipping a little bit and you're winding against it, it's not gonna retain that memory like a monofilament will. So braid in general is gonna be great, and I'm super excited to hear that because Super 8 Slick has always been my favorite line on a spinning reel. The difference between
and a baitcaster too,
yeah,
right?
For sure, yeah, for sure. The difference between a 4-strand and an 8-strand is obviously just the number of weaves, and those 8-carrier lines like the Super 8 Slick, they're exactly that. They're just slicker, easier going through your fingers, easier going through the guides, easier coming off the reel. So that's always been my favorite. But to hear there's a version too,
yeah.
Which I had no idea. I'm
the feel
stoked
of
to hear
it
that.
Is,
that's great.
It's impressive.
Smooth as silk.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Awesome.
Yeah. And it casts better too.
Well,
which
there
is
you
hard
go.
To believe.
Yeah, I'm in.
So that's something to consider when it comes out, and we'll get a timeline on that from Shimano when they are going to introduce that into the store.
Yeah, if I was going to put line on my reel right now, though, Ed, it would be 50-pound Power Pro Super 8 Slick. It's my favorite line.
There you go. Thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more questions. We got catch reports. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Brandon Hayward with Bite Sport Fishing here to talk about Parker Boats and the crew at West Coast Marine. In the spring of 2013, I bought my first Parker. When it came time to rebrand from one-man charters to Bite Sport Fishing and add to my fleet and start running out of Davies Locker in Newport Beach and Fisherman's Landing this summer season, I chose a Parker. When clients ask why I chose Parker, I always say, I could have had any boat, but my 2320 is perfect for my white sea bass, offshore, and lobster program. Almost 6,000 hours on my 2320 pilot house over the past 6 seasons has shown me that Parker is the ultimate West Coast charter boat. It's what customers expect. These stout workhorses offer everything anglers need, as in a stable platform with huge deck space for our West Coast style of live bait fishing. Parker's a big reason why I run more charters than any other small boat operation in Southern California. I like my 2320 so much that I bought another one. And while you never know what's going to happen with fishing, I know it won't be my last Parker I buy from West Coast Marine. If fishing isn't something you do but who you are, then Parker's for you, be it a one-day charter or a lifetime of ownership. If you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to go see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out their inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
I can't wait to spend some quality time with my son fishing this year, teaching him about casting, how to choose bait, set the hook, and how to be safe on the water by always wearing a life jacket. Save the ones you love. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
The Yamaha Outboard Summer Power Sales Event is here. Until the end of August, eligible new select 90 to 200 horsepower four-cylinder four-strokes include 2 free years of Yamaha extended service. And eligible new 2.5 to 75 horsepower four-strokes include up to $500 in dealer credit. Reliability starts here. Yamaha. Visit your local Yamaha Outboards dealer today. Offer ends August 31, 2018. Subject to change at any time. Other restrictions and conditions apply. See authorized participating Yamaha outboard dealers for details. This promotion cannot be used with any other Yamaha offer.
A few years ago, Shimano introduced the Tranx 500 reel, and it changed the way we cast for big fish. Now, by popular demand, Shimano has created 2 new sizes. Introducing the Tranx 300 and 400. Available now at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx is the dream reel for throwing big baits and catching big fish. X-Chip and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth, effortless retrieve. Plus, Shimano's new Core Protect water-resistant technology provides long-lasting durability in the harshest environment. The new Tranx 300 and 400 are available in 2 gear ratios and 2 different handle designs to cover all fresh and saltwater applications. See the new Tranx 300 and 400 at your local Shimano dealer. Tranx, it's not just a new reel, it's a way to fish. Check Shimano.com for all the details.
Back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
Hey, I want to bring you to our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. You can link that on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Top right, you have all the links to our social media. Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube are the 3 that we primarily use. Kingfisher Charters from June of 2018, the nice patch of Rick and his dad and the whole crew up there at that fabulous Kingfisher Charters trip we had in June. A lot of good pictures, and Tommy P. did a fantastic job editing that video. So that's available now on our YouTube channel, Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on YouTube. Like I say, you can link that as well as all our social media and, of course, our fabulous app. You can actually download that video from our app, too. Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show, letstalkhookup.com on the web, or just Let's Talk Hookup Radio Show on the YouTube, or on the App Store or Google Play Store. Just search Let's Talk Hookup and download that app. You will not be sorry.
No doubt about that. Well, hey, with that, we're going to find out what's going on the water. It's time to talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Hey, today the Catch Report is sponsored by the pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky, and their famous tuna burgers at their convenient Liberty Station location. Fish Pros has also become famous for their line of smoked spices, rubs, and salts, as well as their smoked cheese. Pick up some at their Liberty Station location. Stop by and taste it. You will be hooked. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Ricky, welcome back. Hope you had a great trip to Alaska and not to bed.
Best ever, buddy. It was a great time.
Ah, great. Anyway, Ricky, we're on the water here at San Quintin. Fishing here with Captain Juan and his 25-foot Barker and my good buddy Joe Barcimo. We're fishing the Pesca La Baja tournament. It's a one-day tournament that they'll have up here. It's a series of tournaments like Ensenada, San Felipe, Gonzaga Bay of L.A., San Quintin. And I'll tell you, very, very well-organized tournament put on by Cepesca and the state of Baja California. And I'm telling you, you got to take video of your fish. You got to have your team number. It's a pretty professional tournament. Anyway, it's both the bottom species and surface species fish. So right now we're trying to make some bait and getting some max in the tank. And so anyway, we'll see what we can do. Hopefully score something. The yellowtail haven't really showed up here yet. There've been a few, but not many. So we're going to probably concentrate on the bottom species. Anyway, Ricky, down in San Jose del Cabo there, that fishing that was going really well and kind of slowed down the last couple of weeks has really, really picked up again. Getting some nice quality tuna there up the San Luis, the Iman, and Vino Rama area there. Getting some tuna up to 100, 110 pounds. Most of them are in that 30 to 40, 50-pound range, good quality fish. Getting some nice Dorado bite going on there. Same thing up in La Paz. Wow, that Dorado bite really turned on there. Getting some nice, I'd say averaging between 15 and 25, a few bulls up to 40. They're still getting occasional wahoo there at Roca Montaña on that southeast end of Saravo. Also, that southeast end and the north end of Saravo is getting up some nice 50, 60-pound tuna. Of course, along the beaches, all the way from La Paz down, all the way down to San Jose del Cabo, great rooster fishing, nice big fish, 50, 60, 70-pound roosters. Of course, mullet is the primo bait for those, and doing very, very well on those. So, and, of course, billfish, all the billfish you want right now, striped marlin, blue marlin has started coming in now, and the sailfish. So some great fishing going on in Southern Baja, and I'll talk to you guys next week. Ricky, and let the guys know that we do have two spots opened up on the Pesca trip. And like I mentioned last week, unfortunately, they're going to have to fish with you on that trip. But anyway, that's the report for this week, Ricky. Anybody wants to book a trip with us, Cast Tours, whether it be La Paz, East Cape, Loreto, Cabo San Lucas, San Jose del Cabo, the mainland, and Central America, give us a call at Cast Tours at 800-593-6510. I'll talk to you guys next Saturday. I'll let you know how we did today.
Hey, cast man, don't forget that trip we just put together to La Mission in Loreto next May. That's going to be a fun one.
That is going to be cool.
Oh, God, yeah. See, I forgot to mention that. Yeah, it'll be in May, 4 days, 4 days, 4 nights, 3 days of fishing, and I'll have some prices to you when I get back. I'll have that package all made up for you on Monday or Tuesday, Pete.
That's going to be great. And we got everybody upgraded to an oceanfront room at the best hotel in Loreto. That's going to be an awesome trip.
Oh, yeah. That hotel is beautiful, let alone be in the oceanfront rooms. Look out.
For sure. All right, cast man. Good luck. Say hi to Juan for us, and we'll talk to you next Saturday.
All right, Pedro. Take care, man.
All right.
Hey, Cass. All right, we're going to jump right back into the phones. They're packed up. Everybody's excited to talk to Rosie. Why don't we talk to Rich calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hi, this is Rich from Bradley, and I want to say a special hello to to Dallas from Bradley.
Right on, Rich.
And I got a question for Rosie. If you're coming down to Cedros and you don't already have your Mexican fishing license, do you take care of it down there, or do you get it in advance to your trip? And the other thing I want to know is, do you ship the fish separately, or do you take them back with you on the plane?
Two great questions. So,
thank you.
As part of our all-inclusive fishing package, we provide you with that Mexican fishing license. We buy you a week-long license, so when you go down there, you're good to go. It'll be in your envelope that when I meet you down at the CBX, and all we ask is that you carry it with you on the pongas, so that it, you know, just like in the U.S., you need to have it on you. Down in Mexico, you need to have that on you, too. And fish coming back. So as you guys all know, filleted fish is near and dear to my heart, and I've been getting a lot of really great feedback on our guys. We went down there, Jeff and I, in May, and really worked well with our fillet crew to get everything perfectly table ready and vacuum packed for you guys. Everything gets frozen, and it will go in soft-sided cooler bags in the belly of the airplane. Once you come back across the border, all we ask is that you have a cooler ready in your vehicle, and we will transfer your fish from my soft-sided cooler bag into your cooler, and away you go.
Wow, that's good.
So, yeah.
So one of the things that I've heard lately is that they're charging a lot of money to take rods down on the plane.
You know, that's the other great thing about having our own chartered aircraft. Once we chartered that aircraft was ours to do with what we wanted. So in, you know, the 11 years past, when you were going out of Ensenada, you had to pay $5 or $6 per rod.
I heard it's up to 10 now.
You know what? I did, too.
Yeah.
I did hear that.
Yeah.
I can't
so you take four rods, it's an extra $40.
$40. And not only that.
Way.
Yeah,
each way.
Yeah. And then the other cool thing for us is, you know, you were also limited to 35 pounds.
Right.
And we still try to, you know, limit how much you take down there because we want you to bring a good amount of fish back. But anything over that 35 pounds, they would charge you like $1.50 to $2 per pound to go down there. Well, now that we have our own privately chartered aircraft, all those charges are gone.
Yeah, you don't pay for your rods, you don't pay for that. But you do want to limit your gear because the plane won't fly if you put too much
gear.
Some of the guys will bring too much gear. You don't need that much gear.
Yeah, you guys do not need a long-range SKB tackle box, okay? You really don't. And you know what? I mean, you know, Rick, you guys have both been down there. You know you really don't need a lot.
Yeah, you don't.
You don't need a lot.
Three rods, right, basically. Maybe four.
Four rods.
Yeah, surface iron,
yep.
Calico bass rod.
Yep. Heavier, slow troll mackerel.
Yeah, slow mackerel,
dropper loop.
Then what else?
Well, another surface iron rod.
Oh. A 10-footer.
A 10-footer, Rich. Exactly.
Yeah, and your other bass rod.
Rich, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
All right. Hey, let's jump right back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to John. He's calling us from Los Alamitos. Hi, John. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Thanks for joining us, John.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
How are you?
What's up, John?
So my question is to Rosie, are they catching any wahoo at Cedros?
Well, you know, it's funny that you should bring that up. Last year was kind of our kickoff year with the new partnership coming in, and that was our first year of trying to get more anglers and marketing, getting everyone down to the island. So we kind of stopped our trips at the end of October. That's all that, honestly, we could fill. And sure enough, come November 1st, guess what they're catching down at the island? They are catching wahoo on the pongas.
Wow.
And this year, we just had some random wahoo come through, which was very odd, but there were a couple wahoo. But so we decided that we were going to go into November, and in the hopes this year that we're going to be seeing those wahoo coming over on the pongas in that November season.
Wow. Which I wouldn't be a bit surprised because the long-range fleet has already seen much better wahoo fishing than they should for as early as this year already
Absolutely.
Has.
You know what I
mean? July.
There's even rumors of some local wahoo.
There has been rumors. I think we always joke in the tackle store that ever since that year, 4 years ago, that we had a local wahoo, ever since then, every single broken knot on a kelp patty has been a wahoo.
Yeah. There you go.
But, hey, you never know.
Well, and like you said, Rick, it's like – we're finding this year that everything seems to be ahead of schedule.
Yeah,
the water is warming up. The big yellowtail are in. I mean, Luke, who's down at the island right now, he sent me a text last night. He said that for well over an hour yesterday, the yellowtail fishing was described as a National Geographic experience.
Just fish were up.
Fish were up. Fish were big, 28 to 40 pounds, and that were just totally ahead of schedule. I mean, we had epic yellowtail. You know, we had that a kid, you know, with a 46-pound yellowtail in early June.
Even Tommy P caught a 44 and a .6
Okay,
pound.
You know, that was just so random.
Yeah,
that was, you
know,
Tommy
know.
P.
No, he didn't catch it. It found him.
Yeah.
Found him. By accident.
Well, in that picture that we posted, he had all those kids helping.
Oh, they were so fun.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah, little do we know, those kids are probably the ones that caught it, right?
Yeah, maybe. No, Tommy.
Sorry,
Tommy.
Sorry, Tommy.
Oh, Tommy. Love you, Tommy.
Caught it, for sure. So, anyway, yeah.
Wahoo.
Go get them.
Do it to it.
Try it out.
Exactly.
Thanks a lot for the call this morning. Hey, I want to remind you, next Saturday, a week from today, is the big Crystal Pier Kids Fishing Derby, formerly sponsored by Captain Ron. That was the event. Captain Ron moved up north, so it's now being run by the San Diego Anglers. Crystal Pier, going to be the same deal. It's all free, 15 and under. Loaner gear. They have prizes for the largest fish. All you do is show up, 8 a.m. to 12 p.m., a week from today, next Saturday, Crystal Pier in Pacific Beach. It's the 9th annual Kids Fishing Derby.
All right. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more great information. We're going to check in with the catch report, and you stand by. It's going to be a good one. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin, and now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter-day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three-quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
The main emphasis on the ranch, we're going to keep it old style. We're not going to change anything. We're just going to improve what we have. The kitchen is brand new. Brand new kitchen this year with all new kitchen equipment, new stoves, ovens. We put a new freezer in. We've put in all brand new split air conditioners with thermostats to make sure every room is cold. We've also worked on the boat fleet with a couple large lures, a 31 and a 34. We've got the largest Super Panga fleet on the East Cape, all with brand new Yamaha motors. Brand new beds. We've got all Serta beds, the best beds in Baja, I kid you not. We're working all the time at the ranch. We're not changing it, just making it a lot better. That's why we get the high TripAdvisor reviews. It's my responsibility. I got to take care of you. I'll personally guarantee your best fishing experience and vacation at Rancho Leonero. RanchoLeonero.com. Our new reservation phone number is 800-646-2252. 646-BAHA.
When bad weather and rough seas send other boats back to the dock, Seakeeper allows you to fish longer and fish harder, even in the roughest conditions. Don't believe it? Just ask those that have put them on their boat, like Captain Pete Grosbeck and other professionals. Fishing in the trough with Seakeeper basically eliminates the trough. Seakeeper's newest offering, the Seakeeper 3, is optimized to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on boats between 30 and 39 feet. Even better, this gyro is so small it can fit inside a customized leaning post and operate on your current battery system, making installation fast and easy. Watch for new product coming soon. The Seakeeper for boats. Think about it. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your boat. That is amazing. To learn more about how Seakeeper can change your life on the water and to schedule your free demo, go to seakeeper.com. Take a ride, be amazed. Seakeeper.
XERS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The mighty 1090.
There's a lot of great tools out there to help you land the biggest catch. We've got state-of-the-art fish finders, the latest sonar technology, and a wide assortment of lures and jigs at our disposal. It's all tech to help you land the big one. Do you know who else loves the latest tech? Your San Diego County Ford dealers. Just look at F-150. It's loaded with tech. That's one of the many reasons F-150 is Motor Trend's 2018 Truck of the Year. Great payloads and towing capabilities make it the perfect piece of tackle. Available with an 8-inch touchscreen, fuel-saving EcoBoost engine, and all the latest safety and comfort features, F-150 is the truck that is smart enough for California. And right now, your San Diego County Ford dealers have great offers on F-150 XLT and STX. Right now is your best chance to get the best deal on the best truck. That's California smart. Learn more at buyfordnow.com or visit your San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.